Johnny from, I guess,
where is the
Paris
guy?
Or somewhere? Somewhere cool, Johnny Depp.
He's in the closet.
No, he's around the corner.
I think he's.
He's around the corner.
Johnny, they tell me you're in the closet. I don't know what that means. your boys in the band are here. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning.
Well, I just wondered where you are. Are you over in Europe or?
Yeah, no, I'm across the puddle. I'm making my way slowly over there.
Ah.
Oh, okay. Hey, do yourself a favor. This time, bring a bunch of wine with you. I read a funny story, and I loved it. I said to myself, this is why I want to be this guy someday, that you were doing a film in Iowa, and the wine wasn't good. So you said, you know what, let's send the plane back and get some real wine. Is that true?
Well, I mean, it's very poetic the way you tell it, but it's actually a little sloppier. You know?
How did it happen? I mean, I love that.
Yeah, it wasn't good wine, you mean?
Life is too short to drink bad wine, isn't it, Johnny?
No, listen, you know, then you work hard or something, you come home at the end of the day, you want to drink a glass of wine, and it tastes like sort of, you know, dirt.
I hate when that happens.
Somebody's got to send a box or something somewhere.
I love that. And, you know, I was thinking to myself, well, you probably got a decent bottle in Chicago, maybe Iowa, Chicago, but Paris, okay. Hey, welcome back to the show. Your guys are all here.
Yeah, hey, guys.
What's up?
Hey, brother.
Brother.
Closer to
What's
that
happening?
Microphone. The kids, like, it was a year ago or so. Wasn't
yeah.
it exactly
a
year
more
ago?
Like a year and a half.
Was that how long ago it was? Yeah. And you guys popped into the studio here, and it was the first time that your band had reunited in, geez, yeah. I don't know, how many years?
100 years.
That seemed like 100 years.
120.
And so apparently, it was a tremendous success.
It was really good.
And you guys are going to do it again.
We yeah. rock.
We're going to do it this next Friday and Saturday.
Next Friday and Saturday, yeah. Club Cinema in Pompano Beach.
Yes, sir.
And, Johnny, you must have had a hell of a time doing it for you. I know we know how crazy busy you are, and the rest of you guys flying all over the world to put this thing together.
Oh, it was beautiful. I mean, the experience was beautiful. It was really, I mean, just like going back to some the most comfortable feeling in your life. I mean, it's like, you know, it's sort of our high school reunion in a way.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Since we didn't go to high school.
I don't want to go back to the 80s because there's just too much blow involved. but this was the 80s rock scene, and we were just talking to a guy on the phone a few minutes ago talking about some of the, you know, the candy store. And
The clubs are all gone. The bands are all gone with the exception of you guys, it sounds like.
Well, no, we got a bunch of bands right there that are
they're all getting back together.
Is that right?
Yeah. Same bands that played last year, including a couple more.
Did you get the Romantics to come back, you guys?
Yeah, they're coming.
Awesome.
This time they're playing with their full band. Last time they just kind of jammed with us, so this time they're all
Yeah, my
coming.
Wife went and had an absolute riot, and she was blown away. Some of the pictures, and it was just a really neat moment for a lot of people in South Florida. And now you've got a two-night gig?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Two nights this time.
Yeah. Bruce.
Yes, sir.
Did you not? I read this online. Did you train Johnny to help, or at least give him coaching to sing? Because Johnny, when you were in the kids back in the day, I don't think you sang much with the band, did you?
I never sang before in my life. I mean, I sang backup vocal, but you could hide behind, you know, the real singers then. But no, the first time I ever sang was in Bruce's studio.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you're in Sweeney Todd, and you're like an amazing singer.
I'm not so sure about that.
All right, I'm trying to be nice here. You were great.
No, it was really good experience.
And well, I mean, I guess everybody, if you're an actor, you probably have a little bit of everything, and you want to try anything. Is that how you said, all right, I'll try to sing?
Well, I mean, you know, it's important to challenge yourself in any situation in life. I mean, you know, to grow, to learn, to get stronger. So yeah, that's, you know, the real challenge was, if I can hit a note, can I hold a note? You know.
Yeah. We had a bit of wine to help us, too.
Oh, good. All right. It relaxes the vocal cords. Was there any moments that any of you guys, like after all those years of not playing together, was there that nervous jitter? I mean, you know, Johnny, you play in front of millions of people all the time. You guys have been in rock bands for years.
Right, yeah.
Was there any of that nervous energy backstage before you went out for that first time?
A little bit, maybe. I mean, we had shown a video clip of my mom, like a memorial clip. So we
is your mom Sheila Witkin?
Yes,
okay, because
yes.
A lot of people probably don't know that connection and why her
name is
prominently featured there on all your.
Johnny, why is that so important to all you guys? And you know, coming back to do this reunion for your mom, and what was going on in the '80s? Did she run the whole show?
Oh, Sheila was she was the sort of mover and shaker behind all the bands from what year, Bruce? 70-something?
Yeah, early 70s she started. And then there was some, you know, people afterwards that took over. But, I mean, you know, she just started a scene early
Just like a
on.
Pioneer of the local rock scene.
Absolutely. And, you know, she kind of became all these guys' mom. Joe would attest
like
to
a house mother.
Yeah. And
Oh, yeah, she was definitely our mom. No question.
Wow. And Bino, of course, now you're living in Thailand.
How did you hear that?
And the rumor has it that you shared an apartment with Gary Glitter.
That is not true.
I don't know what was going on.
We're just trying to get to the bottom
of this one.
They wouldn't let that bastard in the country. Did you see that story?
Yeah.
They made him sit at the airport.
Now I have to pay the whole rent.
Oh, that's classic.
Joe told them all about Gary Glitter. He let the word out.
Oh, my God.
Hey, so as far as tickets for the show and the cost and the money, the proceeds are going
to going to charity. It's going to my mom's foundation, the Sheila Wicken Foundation, and the Dan Marino Foundation.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, nice choice there.
You know, speaking of charity, I read the other day that Johnny, you were donating your money to Heath Ledger's little girl, something about a new movie or something.
Oh, well, once the unfortunate passing of Heath was such utter devastation, obviously, to his family. And family and friends, but also he was in the middle of that film, Dr. Parnassus, with Terry Gilliam, and Gilliam was kind of stuck. So we got together, three actors, two other actors, Colin Farrell and Jude Law, myself, went in and finished up the role, basically, for Heath.
Right. Three guys doing a role, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. It's very strange. And then since I know, basically, all we said was just give Heath. It's Heath's money, and it should go to Matilda.
He updated his will and testament, and then left his daughter out because I guess he made the will before she was born.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the press really ran. They tried to run far with that, and then hit a brick wall because they realized suddenly he had written the will 4 or 5 years. Prior to meeting Michelle or Matilda. So.
Oh,
well, he's a young man. You don't think about wills when you're that age.
No, exactly.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah. Holy crap. That really breaks your heart.
But that was a very nice thing you guys did.
And what else are you going to do? You got to do that. You know? You kind of have to do that. Growing up here in South Florida, and all of us did in the 80s, I was here. Johnny, you've lived all over the world and, living abroad. But South Florida really never leaves you. And at least it doesn't for me. And I've lived in other places. When I come back here, I always feel like I'm coming home. Do you ever get to sneak back into town and just kind of relax in South Florida, or is it just impossible for you?
Every now and again. But I mean, basically, the last time I was there was when a year and a half ago when we did the last reunion.
Yeah. Is that right?
I've been working pretty steady ever since.
Yeah, I bet you have. Well, that's a nice excuse to come back, though.
I'm really looking forward to it. I think we're going to have a good time, and I think it's exciting to see all those bands again, all our old friends, and put this together I think Bruce and the guys put this together beautifully for Sheila's Foundation, for Dan Marino's Foundation.
And didn't you guys also
this time two nights? And it's going to be
two
great.
Two nights is great. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Because if you screw up on a song on the first night, you get to do it again. The next
exactly. What happened last year is after the first show, we're like, God,
it's
over.
That
again? Was it? It was like, so that's why we decided to do it two nights.
Oh, okay. So it's not like a tour around the country that you guys are going to put together. It's just you're lucky to catch it now, right?
I mean, also last year there was a film made, a documentary
that's what I
made
ask you guys
called
about.
Another Night at the Agora.
So is it concert footage? Is it backstage stuff, interviews?
It's kind of an amazing documentary when you can sit back and watch it now with perspective for me.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah, Diane did a great job.
It's really interesting.
Did you guys ever have anything close to being a big national hit song back in the 70s or 80s?
No.
Any of these bands?
Watch the documentary, you'll see why.
What does that mean?
No, you gotta watch the movie.
It's just, the movie's about, how we've kind of feel that this scene was ignored. Or not discovered.
South Florida rock scene.
Yeah, back then.
If you weren't in Los Angeles or New York at this time, they were just not paying attention.
Yeah,
let's think about it. Who came
Casey and the Sunshine Band was what it was.
That's right. What I'm saying, playing disco. Yeah.
And then Gloria Estefan and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
It's in the movie.
Hey, Johnny, a listener called in earlier and said you have to ask him, are you, rumors on the internet about you doing the Riddler.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Not that I know of.
Oh, you'd be a good choice.
It seemed like it'd be a fun gig for a while, yeah.
I think it'd be great. I hear you're going to be John Dillinger and Salvador Dali, and you get a bunch of things.
In the same movie?
John Dillinger is Salvador Dali.
In the same movie.
Any of that true?
I played Dillinger, I did a film about John Dillinger last few months.
You remember what they said about that guy, don't you?
No.
They got his penis on display at the Smithsonian or something. I don't know if it's true or not. Apparently, he was the best hung crook of all time.
Is that in? Is that a part of the film, Johnny?
You got to watch the movie, man. That's
interesting. Yeah, all right, you guys.
I think you'd be a great Salvador Dali, too, for that matter.
Wow. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, the older Dali.
Well, yeah, with that crazy mustache. You know, they got a Salvador Dali museum on the west coast of Florida.
Yeah, over in Tampa.
So for when you do your research for the role, fly on in there.
There you go.
Oh, is it on the west coast?
Yeah, we're in it's Tampa, right, Ron?
Sure it is.
Yeah. Very, very
Ybor
cool.
Ybor City.
Weird.
Just so we know, Johnny, what type of wine should we be ordering today?
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you what. There's any number. You know what? I'll tell you. I'll bring some with me. I'll send some over to you guys.
Oh, that would be too good. I'd love to try, you know.
Johnny, is it Wine 30 by you?
It's Wine 30. Perfect. Wine 30.
Oh, what is it, like 6 hours ahead?
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, that's perfect. There's probably not a better place to live than France, huh?
I mean, it's a good, you know, it's a good one, but you got to have it balanced, you know what I mean? We're kind of all over the place. We live on the road, as it were, you know, with you know.
Oh, I guess you got to go to California all the time and whatnot, right?
Yeah.
And then there's Iowa. Where there's no one. All right, Johnny Depp, take care, buddy. See you next weekend.
Yeah, man. See you then. Thank you.
Love you, bro.
Thanks, guys.